Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All righty, welcome everybody. It is 6 minutes past the top of the hour. It's Impeachment Wednesday, and that as we speak, the impeachment proceedings are beginning in the U.S. House of Representatives. Donald Trump will be impeached, so I have a question for you. Actually, I have a couple of questions for you about this. What do you think the true lasting impact of the Democrats' impeachment will be? That's the first question. Now, it's a little bit of a loaded question because it certainly comes from your perspective. How will people perceive this? What do you think the impact will be based on, you know, history, but also on, and what I mean by history is almost to the day Bill Clinton was impeached. It was December 19th, which is tomorrow, was when Bill Clinton was impeached. All right. So how did that turn out? What do you think the impact of this particular impeachment is going to be, knowing how it's going to turn out? Just Trump is not going to be removed from office. Yes, he'll be impeached, and that will forever be on his record as in American history in the presidency. But how do you think this is going to play out politically for the future in America? Also, you know, the homeless issue, there's a great story today in Oregon Watchdog. Go to OregonWatchdog.com. And it's a piece by Rachel Dawson, who works for Cascade Policy Institute. It's Oregon's only free market think tank. Why the Wapato Jail is the right facility for Portland's homeless crisis. Now, Wapato, of course, is that jail that was built in Multnomah County, but the Multnomah County commissioners for the last 10 years have never opened it up. So the taxpayers are still paying for it, and actually they sold it to Jordan Schnitzer, the Schnitzer family fortune out of Portland. And he's saying, yeah, you know, this is not a bad idea. And I'll guarantee you that because Ben Carson, who is the HUD secretary for Trump, is saying, yeah, you know, this is not a bad idea. Let's use the Wapato jail. I can guarantee that Jordan Schnitzer is looking to angle some way. He's a smart business guy. Some way that he can benefit economically from this through the federal government. And with, you know, Democrats in control of the House, well, I'm sure they'll find some way to sneak in if they haven't already sneaked in money for the Wapato jail that will benefit Jordan Schnitzer. Folks, that's how it works. This bill that passed the House yesterday that we talked about, this massive funding bill, which really nobody has talked about except Mark Levin did a little bit yesterday afternoon. And I got to give him credit for that. It is a travesty. And Trump said that he would never sign another one of these. Well, he is, folks. And he is because this is the sausage making of politics. And the reason that he's forced to do this is because he had to cave on the first government shutdown. Because right now is not a good time to shut the government down again for a number of reasons. But even more importantly, it's the sausage making going on behind the scenes because it is all about, friends, it's all about making deals with Mitch McConnell on impeachment, on judges, on a whole host of things. Is that a fair trade-off? Is allowing a special, I don't know, haven't seen it yet, but it wouldn't surprise me because knowing how sausage is made, because I used to make a little bit. When I was in the Oregon House of Representatives, believe me, I saw the sausage being made. Votes being bought, people holding their votes to get pork for their districts. Same thing happens in Congress, except it's on steroids. Is that a fair trade-off for Trump? to say, okay, you give me your judges. You give me, rather, my judges. And in exchange for that, I'll let you have your pork. So you can go home and tell people how wonderful you are and how important it is for you to be reelected. Because it is, folks. Because the ultimate benefit of Trump being president isn't what we're seeing right now. And it isn't just a great economy. And it isn't just a rollback of all of these unnecessary, there's that word again, which you can use, by the way, in your persuadable arguments with people who are persuadable. And I mean positive arguments, I don't mean negative ones. It's not just a rollback of regulations. It is what I've said all along, and this is so true. The salvation of this great republic, something, an experiment never, ever having been tried before in mankind's entire history, the salvation of it are the courts and Trump's reshaping of the courts. Now, everything that we're going to talk about today, including impeachment, including homelessness, wasteful spending. And by the way, you can vote for this year's worst taxes, lies, and scandal if you go to OregonWatchdog.com and click on it, and it'll take you to Oregon Catalyst. The Taxpayer Association of Oregon has a link there, and we can go through it, but it's you can vote on which you think is the worst tax lie, the worst outright lie, and the worst scandal. You can vote, and it's simple. Just go to OregonWatchdog.com. Now, everything that we're going to talk about today and everything in the future that pertains to what you care about, what I care about, for the future of my grandsons, for the future of your kids, for generations to come, it all hangs in the balance, friends, with Trump's presidency. Not with impeachment, but with Trump's presidency, folks. Because the courts are going to determine all of this. This is Trump's real legacy. If our republic is going to be preserved for future generations, it will be done so, sadly, through the courts. The courts should have never had as much power as they have today. We've allowed them to have it. I mean, look at FISA abuse. Just look at what's happened here in this silent coup of Trump. But the scathing letter from the FISA judge, and you heard Mark Levin go through that all yesterday, and I'm not going to go through it, but I'm telling you, folks, the FISA court is unconstitutional and should be ruled as such. It not only needs to be shut down, but if it's not going to be shut down, it has to be dramatically revised. Everyone should fear it because it is an absolute loss of your liberty. Our republic, and it's going to be judged on ultimately by judges. That's why Trump's presidency is so important. Last night as I was watching, and Art, hang on because I'm going to get to you in a moment. Number to call if you want to tell me what you think is the lasting impact of this impeachment. Seriously. All things being all things, what do you think is the lasting impact of it politically and importantly in the Constitution and the history of this nation? How will it be viewed? How will it be taught or thought about? And I'll tell you a story about an interaction I had with a guy yesterday who asked me a question about it. Just a working guy who pays a little bit of attention to it. And I think maybe occasionally listens to this radio show. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let me know what you think. But friends, our republic is hanging in the balance. Because every day that Donald Trump is in office, the deal he has with the turtle, as Rush Limbaugh calls him, Mitch McConnell, is this. I'll let you do your garbage, swamp, crap, budget, pork. which is a bill someday that's got to be paid by our grandchildren. I'll let you do that if you let me have my judges. Yesterday, while all of this was going on, you may not have seen this, but yesterday, as it was all going on, Mitch McConnell went to the floor and moved ahead 13 more federal judgeships. And the Democrats can't stop it. They can't say a word. So far, he's close to 180 judges, ultimately. Donald Trump has appointed and has been approved by the U.S. Senate. 25% of all judges at all federal level are now Trump appointees, and they're younger. They're going to be on the bench a long time. You want to save the republic? That's how you do it. Is it a fair trade-off for the pork and the garbage going on right now? Maybe so, including the garbage of impeachment. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, what do you think? Good morning.
Oh, are you hearing me good this morning, Jeff? Want to make sure.
I can hear you this morning. Yep.
Hey, fantastic. You know, I'm on my iPhone, so I wanted to make sure. We're in the middle of some more great history, Jeff. And, you know, it's sad, but it's exciting because you are absolutely correct that our future is depending on our president, Donald J. Trump. He is a fantastic president. He is working on making America great again. And it's definitely hard work, but I have, and he does it in his own way because he's President Trump. For example, he's just, I think we're going to compare him to Ronald Reagan because of all the positive things he's already done for our country. And as you said, the positive things that can and will happen once we reelect him, Jeff. He has single-handedly restored Republicans doing what they should be doing, and that is having a backbone, fighting for our constitutional rights. I mean, the list goes on and on, Jeff, and it's just, you know, it's amazing on how much he is actually accomplishing for us. This impeachment is going to make him stronger because did you read the letter that he got, that he sent to Pelosi? Keep talking, Jeff.
All right, we'll talk to Art on the other side of the break because I think that is an important point. Art just brought up something that is worthy of thinking about. Is the real lasting impact of impeachment the Republican Party growing a backbone? No promises, no delay. Love is a feather.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. We'll go back to Art in a moment. I just got an email from one of our great state employees who actually said the same thing that I was about to say to you. So I guess great minds think alike. But you see, I look at this sham impeachment as a real opportunity. And I'll articulate what this particular state employee, wrote in a moment. But it's an opportunity, folks. But only if we recognize it as such and we use it as an opportunity. Because remember, the theme of the show, friends, is persuading the persuadables. politics with a cup of coffee. Again, when you're having a cup of coffee, you're typically thinking about things. You're waking up, you're preparing your day, or you're maybe it's in the afternoon, you want to wake up, you're reflecting on things, or you're engaged in conversation with someone. It is the perfect opportunity to use this to persuade persuadables. And I'm going to say even nervous Republicans. Let's go back to Art. Art, I wanted to key in on something because you you had sent me an email early in the day about Trump's letter. And what I think Trump's letter is a powerful signal to the Republican Party that they can. He's put on record some, well, amazing arguments. I think it has a powerful impact, should have a powerful impact on the Republican Party to grow a spine. You said that. You recognized that. Why? Why did you recognize that Republicans need to grow a spine?
Well, Jeff, I'm 64 years old and I've lived a long time and I've followed politics, as you know, for a long time. And, you know, the Republican Party has tended to allow the Democratic Party to bully them and not stand up because they were fearful of the repercussions. And that's changing.
Hey, speak closer to your microphone because you're fading in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so it's changing now because they are seeing that, hey, Trump fights, Trump has a backbone, and look at all the stuff he's accomplished. We can help accomplish even more great things. Mr. Trump is just like Ronald Reagan. He is a fantastic communicator, and he is the man that can do great deals. And so I think as history will show that he may even be a better president than Ronald Reagan was.
Very good. Thanks, Art. I appreciate your thoughts. You got warbly there at the end, and I don't know what was going on, but at any rate, thanks. Look, here's I agree with Art. I think depending on how all of this turns out, Trump may be remembered as a greater president than even Ronald Reagan. Now, I don't think our institutions of higher, our universities are ever going to admit that. Certainly the leftist news media, which has been fully exposed, is ever going to. I mean, just look at the reaction to Trump's letter that he wrote to Pelosi. And it truly is historic. If you read the Breitbart article about that this morning, if you listen to Mark Levin, it is historic. No president has reacted this way. Now, here's why I think it is so important why I believe this is an opportunity. Republicans are leaving the Congress, Republican congressmen specifically, more than the Senate. Because look at Greg Walden, okay, Oregon's only Republican member of the entire delegation. He's leaving. Now, yes, he's been there a long time, and I know from the time that I spent in the Oregon House of Representatives that, you know, there just comes a time when you need to say, I've done my time in the marbled nut house, which is what we called the Capitol building affectionately. I've done my time. It's time for me to move on. Let somebody else come in and take the place. That was what the founders envisioned all along. So my point to you is that a lot of Republicans are leaving. This is the perfect storm for a lot of new Republicans that are people who are willing to fight like Trump to win those seats back and to win other seats. Now, I don't expect that Cliff Bentz or Newt Bueller or Jason Atkinson are those kinds of Republicans to, you know, to run against or to fight like Trump fights, because that's not any of their natures. I know all three of them. That's not who they are. I wish there was a stronger fighter running for that congressional seat. But there isn't. So I believe this reshapes the Republican Party. I believe Trump's letter is meant to do just that, to help buck up the weak Republicans in the rhino Republicans in the Senate that might, you know, maybe one or two of them. Maybe Susan Collins, who just announced that she's running for re-election. Certainly Pierre Delecto, that is Romney's pathetic point, his alter ego on Twitter. How this man ever got elected in Utah is beyond me. I don't know. And at any rate, folks, this is meant to buck up the Republicans and give them some backbone. Because Trump is a fighter. Now, not everybody's going to fight like Trump, and that's fine. And when we come back from the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to share with you a little bit of a story about the impact that Trump is having on people in the middle. And this is based on a story and a conversation I had with somebody yesterday. This is why I think it's an opportunity. Plus your phone calls and certainly more of your emails. Because I'm not the only one who thinks this is an opportunity, folks. But I want to know what you think is the lasting impact of this impeachment sham. What do you think it is? How do you think history will regard you? All of that when we come back at 6:30 in the morning. You're listening to Political Coffee. I'm your host, Jeff Krupp. Come back, don't you?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. If you're watching the sham impeachment process in the U.S. House of Representatives, what's going on here is the Republicans have made a motion to adjourn. Well, they're going to lose that. You know, when I served in the House of Representatives in Oregon, you know, that would happen all the time. The minority party would have all kinds of procedures that they can engage in. And, you know, sometimes it just slows the process down. But the most important thing is that Republicans are showing that they're willing to fight and fight hard and fight passionately. Now, we're talking about, this is Impeachment Wednesday. We're also talking about, by the way, if you want an opportunity to vote here in Oregon on this year's worst taxes, worst lies, and worst scandal, go to OregonWatchdog.com. It's an Oregon Catalyst article, and it's from my friend Jason Williams at the Taxpayer Association of Oregon. This is the 19th Annual Taxpayer Awards. The worst government waste. There's all kinds of stuff. Anyway, you can go to OregonWatchdog.com and you can vote. In fact, Rich just sent me an email about that. He says, you know, the ballot on Oregon Watchdog, they are all so bad, I don't know if I can only pick one in each section. Yeah. Yeah, I agree, buddy. Believe me, they are bad. We're talking about what's the lasting impact of impeachment. What do you think this is going to be? Now, I happen to think it's an opportunity on several fronts. And it's not just an opportunity to reshape the Republican Party, because that's what's in the process here, folks. Trump is reshaping the Republican Party. Look at what the Republicans are doing right now. They're going to put forward motions and arguments to fight this thing. the Republican Party has not been fighters in years past. I mean, to some extent they have, but never like this. Now, part of it is because we're in this unique time, right? We're in this unique time of social media, which is damaging our culture in many ways. And our culture and our political culture specifically is changing because the left has taken control of the Democrat Party. The far left, the regressive totalitarian Marxist, those are the people that are driving the policies of the Democratic Party. So America is becoming increasingly divided. Now, this is the opportunity, folks. Because, again, there's a lot of people in the middle. And we'll start taking phone calls, but I told you I would tell you this story, and I'm going to tell you this story because it makes a point. The ultimate outcome of this impeachment and what's going to happen going forward isn't just a stronger Republican Party that actually has a spine for a change, but it's even more important for the future of this great nation, this republic, and keeping it a republic. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So this email from, and Rebecca, hang on, because I'm going to get to you in just a bit here. This email from this state employee says this: the sham impeachment process could provide a great opportunity for Republicans slash conservatives, but only if they are smart and engaged enough to take advantage of it. One possible result of the sham impeachment process is that many more people will be so fed up with the regressive totalitarian Marxists and potentially the Republicans that they will withdraw politically and join the camp of the unaffiliated and independent. By doing so, they'll be in a place where they can be more persuadable if they are engaged emotionally with compelling real-life stories and with language and with media that targets the heart again. The question remains, will the Republicans engage the newfound unaffiliated and independent voters turned off by the process to support conservative causes because they feel and believe they are best for themselves, their families, and their communities? Question mark. Yes, that's the question. You see, my belief is that the result of this impeachment process, the sham impeach, really depends on you. Now, let me tell you why I say that, because there, yes, there are persuadable people. Yesterday, I'm building this new home site on the family farm. I've been buying pipe, all kinds of piping, from Ferguson Waterworks just outside of Albany in Tangent. Shout out to Marty and Taylor and the guys that hang out there and just provide great service, and they really do. So I'm in there yesterday buying some pipe, and one of the guys asked me a question, what I think is going to be the impact of the impeachment. And I told him my impressions about what I think it's going to ultimately boil down to, and that the impact it will have on this country. My point to you is that this particular person, We talk a little bit of politics at the counter, but because they actually, especially Taylor, listens to this radio show from time to time. These are not people that live politics the way you and I do. But he's aware, this guy was aware enough of the issues to want to know what actually, just looking for some affirmation that all of the good things that are going on in America right now, and there are so many good things, that all of those good things are not going to are not going to be done away with, are not going to be lost in all of this. This is important. That's why this is an opportunity, but only if we will engage other people with those arguments, those emotional arguments. Because this state employee said it right. And I quote again from his email, and then we're going to go to the phones. Will the Republicans engage the newfound unaffiliated and independent voters that are turned off by the process? Will we engage them to support conservative causes? Because these people that are turned off by the process, the persuadables, because they feel and believe that our conservative principles are the best for these turned off voters, for their families, for them and their communities. The only way they're going to know that, friends, is if you participate in sharing that with them. The benefits of conservative policies, of conservative life, of direction. Let's go to the phones. We'll start first with Rebecca, and then we'll move on to George. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling because as Republicans, we grow up in the system and with the curriculum that doesn't teach us how to think like Republicans. We're taught how to think, I don't know, maybe like Democrats. I don't know. But anyway, that's what I love about talk radio, is I've gotten so much education from it. And I heard Mike Gallagher saying that he went and looked up the word lynch in the dictionary, and that it means to punish or inflict punishment without benefit of the law. And so I went and looked it up myself, and that's exactly what it is. And I also saw that next to the word is Lynch's Law. The word lynch comes from the man who was a Democrat in the South, a planter. And after the slaves were freed, he inflicted punishment without the benefit of law on people who were, that he felt needed to be punished, and which can include death by hanging. So the word lynch now is like a radioactive thing that the Democrats don't want us to even say the word. But as Republicans, it goes right to the heart of what we chose to do as trying to eliminate slavery and extend the benefit of good law, of righteous law, of God's law, of the benefit of that law to a group of people who were having no benefit from the law. And this is a huge subject, of course, but the lack of law is where you can punish without the law. But the slavers were using the law to punish a group of people so that they could keep them as slaves. So the law isn't necessarily good if it's not based in God's law. If it's not
so, do
based
you think
in,
so? So Rebecca, quickly in the last seconds we have before we got to go to the break, and George, I want you to hang on through the break because I get to you in a bit. Do you think that the law has been damaged by this sham impeachment process?
God's law hasn't been. The rights that come to us from God have not been damaged. But the president is being lynched. He was correct in saying that he was being lynched. He's being processed without due process of law. And
That's exactly right, Rebecca. Thank you. Got to go to the break at 6:48. You're right. Trump has not been afforded due process. That should be. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220.
That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Before I go to George, Dwight sent me an email. Said the one thing that Americans are emotionally impacted is by injustice. Trump has been given a red badge of courage by the Democrats. Trump will not only weather the storm, but will come back stronger. Democrats will learn what it is like to step on a hornet's nest, and it isn't fun. Trump supporters will rise up. You think that's an outcome of impeachment? What do you think, friends? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. George, thanks for hanging on through the break. What do you have to say about impeachment this morning?
I think the country's falling apart, really. I like Bob Dole because he had the idea that government shouldn't do for people what they can do for themselves. And this one is about, it's almost like street crime and home burglars, and Trump is not really a very good example of just letting people live. And it's the country's falling apart. That's all I can say.
So you don't sound very hopeful about the country.
Well, it's, what is it? Your neighbors can rip you off. We're not very hopeful at all. And Trump has really done, he's got a lot of people working and everything. He's devalued our currency and everything else. I mean, that's what's going to happen. So we have no
hope, as far as I'm concerned. Eventually, whatever president is in office, the only way we're going to be able to deal with this out of control, and that's a pox on both political parties, by the way, including the Republicans, George. This is insane what we're doing to my grandsons, which are 6 and 8. The debt, the tax load they're going to have to pay to just pay the interest on our national debt is absurd. And that's the one thing I can say about Trump that I wish he would not do, is allow this kind of spending to happen. Now, let me ask you this. The only way to deal with it, and your point is, the only way to deal with it is we're going to have to devalue our currency. That's exactly right. The only way we're going to be able to take care of the debt. Let me ask you this. In exchange for, George, allowing this kind of garbage spending to go on, is it a fair trade-off if Trump can get his constitutional conservative judges on the federal bench? Okay, so I guess we lost George. All right, there we go. Well, I don't like either one of them. I mean, I like constitutional conservative judges. Don't get me wrong. Believe me, that's what I've said all along from the very beginning of when I decided to support Trump. And it was after I met him, by the way, because I wasn't a Trump guy prior to that. I was a Ted Cruz guy. But Cruz shot himself in the foot, and I decided I would support Trump. But I've said all along, folks, if Trump's lasting legacy is that he saved the republic by putting constitutionally conservative judges on the federal bench, then there we are. That will have made all this other stuff worth it, in my mind. Because that ensures liberty for the future of this great nation, for my grandsons, for generations of kids not yet even born. It's a powerful thing. Tim, call back in, 503-589-1220. I was just getting ready to go to you, 503-589-1220. Rich says, more historic about impeachment, wrote me an email, said the true colors of the Democrat Party are finally shown to be the communist socialists, which they have always been. How a party has destroyed the United States because they lost an election is one of the outcomes. The history, how it's going to be remembered. Hopefully the demise of the Democrat Party and its power. The changing of the Republican Party to actually start to fight and engage voters to the party by fighting. The number of conservative judges and the swing towards conservative values. Increase in laws to stop federal violations like the deep state. and actual prison time for the notable criminals, or loss of their citizenship, assets, and being sent to another country. Yeah, that's not likely going to happen, but yeah, I'd like to see the people that have perpetrated this soft coup go to jail. I mean, I think James Comey, John Brennan, this was all a CIA operation. This is how the CIA operates. I'm glad we got them, but not when they're doing this. The FISA court abuse has to be addressed. Or it's just done away with. I think it's unconstitutional. I think it ought to be done away with. I think another process could be put in place that is more transparent, that doesn't violate and would be constitutional, violate our constitutional rights. This can never happen again, folks. Lasting impact of this? Well, again, it depends on us. Depends on how we talk about it with our friends and neighbors. You see, I believe firmly that you're going to have people in the middle now who are disgusted by all of this. And the polls are showing it. I believe one of the benefits is also for the Never Trumper Republicans. That story yesterday, Kellyanne Conway's husband, Bill Kristol, and a whole bunch, Jonah Goldberg, and a whole bunch of other people that used to make their living off of being comfortable being the conservative voices in Washington, D.C., and intelligentsia, have now been shown to be the frauds that they are. They oppose Trump. They're putting together this pact to spend millions of dollars to defeat Donald Trump when he's actually putting in place everything they've advocated for decades. It's astonishing to me that anybody would even give them any money to accomplish their goal. What's happened is the Republican Party is Donald Trump, and what that means is likely he's going to be reelected. As long as 90% of Republicans plus, and that's poll after poll shows this, are going to support this president for re-election, it means that we have the opportunity to influence others who are not Republicans. And right here in Oregon, right here in your sphere of influence, people you know, you work with, you go to church with, people in your family. But only if we are making the emotional arguments to them about conservative values, because it isn't about Trump, folks. It's about the principles of liberty, and they are timeless. That's what we need to be communicating to people, and that's what's at stake here with this soft coup of Trump. I have more on this, and we'll share with it tomorrow. This is a historic day. I hope that you are watching it, because you should today. This is a big deal. And we're going to talk more about it tomorrow, because there is more impact of this that we haven't even gotten to yet. So thanks for listening, friends. Appreciate each and every one of you, not only listening, but calling and participating. Get out there. Make it a great day. See you tomorrow.